You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, 1, 2. Look like a little country. Some rock and roll and blues. 'Cause we sure love playing for good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, 1, 2.
Welcome to Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features discussions with and the music of local musicians. I am your host, Dave Lake. Tonight in the studio, we have singer-songwriter Andrew Gill. Welcome, Andrew Gill.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your musical background. How did you become a singer-songwriter?
Well, I guess it's something you're born with, probably, but as far as I can remember, I always was banging on pots and pans and singing and doing anything I could to make some kind of music. I really picked it up when I was probably 15 or so. That's when I really started to get motivated and serious and started finding out who my musical heroes were. And I guess once it's in you, it's something you can't get rid of. It's something you have to do. I guess that's the artistic side of it, but it's always on your mind, and you never know where it could take you. I mean, I guess it's like you can almost manifest your destiny with music. If you really want to do it, you can push yourself forward to it.
When did you start playing the guitar?
Probably when I was 13 or 14 years old. I'm 31 now, so music's taken me a lot of cool places, and I'm very thankful for that, but there's always the future, and you never know what could happen or what's around the corner.
Let's trace your musical journey. So you started playing the guitar when you were about 13.
Yep.
And what did you do with it?
I had a couple of buddies in middle school and in high school, and then we all started jamming music together, all green and learning it together, trying to figure out how to be in a band, what works, what doesn't, working real hard to get the money to buy your first sound system and the amp you want and all that. Just a lot of trial and error of making music and having fun. Now that I'm a little older, I think mainly what it's for is it's your outlet to express your passion or whatever motivates or makes you in life. Back then, it was all about trying to be the next thing. It's funny how things change and you just kind of morph into the craft. Yeah, I was focused on trying to be something when I should have been focusing on my craft, and now I've finally reached that maturity level, and it's just a blast for me to play now.
So when you were young, you wanted to be famous? Rich and famous.
Yeah, you know, doesn't everybody?
But as you matured, you realized that it's actually the craft or the performance that's what's important.
Absolutely.
And how did you develop that craft?
There's a couple key people in my life that paved the road for that, because I was a kid with a wild imagination. I was always having a fantasy world living in, whether it was what you wanted to be in your future or what games you wanted to play growing up. I guess I fell in love with a couple different bands, and a couple people along the way helped me to become who I am. And for that, I'll be forever grateful. Now that I have an open mind, the possibilities are unlimited. And I think that's what I'm most excited about now. The first time you actually learn your first three chords on a guitar are amazing. I remember learning Free Fallin' when I was 15 or so, and learning the D, G, and the A, and a week of that, I was hooked. Now you can find just about anything on the internet, but it was just fun being taught how to play guitar.
And who taught you?
Well, a couple people. My uncle Mike Smith, he was a great influence on me. He gave me a pedal board and a guitar when I was little, and ever since then, I was on to the next one. The people are unlimited, really, who helped me. A lot of people just saw something in me, and a wild-eyed kid that just wanted to learn, and Mike stands out a whole bunch for really helping me get started.
Now, is he a musician?
He is. He played in bands around town, lived in Florida, and played for years with bands down there. He's moved up to D.C., where he still continues to play. But he's one of the most key influences when I was young. My parents, they always bought me stuff. For birthday, I wanted a guitar. For Christmas, I wanted strings. It's my true passion.
Was your Uncle Mike that gave you your first
guitar?
Well, he gave me the first pedal board and amplifier.
Okay.
And my parents got me the guitar shortly after.
Okay. He's the one that taught you the first three chords?
He showed me some stuff, but I couldn't grasp it at the time. And a few years later, I actually kind of got serious about it. Another friend of mine, Stephen Crawford, taught me my first three chords. And he introduced me to another band called Jupiter Coyote. And Jupiter Coyote was my favorite band at the time. Going into high school, I guess the coolest thing for me is that all the people that I really enjoyed, like, I've been able to play with. So Jupiter Coyote ended up managing me and like five other groups. Our band was Wormslow at the time. We were traveling and just doing all these different gigs. They managed like five other guys, and Susto, who I saw you at the other day, the singer, Justin Osborne, was actually managed by them too. And that's how him and I became friends. He's still one of my favorite people. And he had a band called Sequoia Prep School that was prior to Susto that was great, and we've always been good buddies. Coyote managed us and got us out and exposed to the Southeast region. We started to meet all these people and learn a lot about who we are and how to do it. Then it turned into always wanting to perform with certain other artists. It's so heartwarming to be able to have experienced your dreams musically. And now I just have bigger dreams. Those were my first set of dreams to reach that level. And I was like, whoa, now I know what it's all about. And once you know what it's all about, then it's this whole another world for music.
You learned the basics. And then when was the band Wormslow?
We kind of started into high school. We made a record. It's called One of These Days. And it was with Joseph Wilson, who now is the drummer for Lowwater, a band based out of Athens. They're doing pretty well. And then Chad Norris was on bass. Steve Girard was our lead guitar player. He's a Savannah name. His great uncle Johnny Mercer, he posed for the statue in City Market, so it was pretty cool. Brett Strickland was also in the band, and Matt Wesley on keyboards. Matt still plays a lot in town with Kellen Powers and all those guys. They're great musicians. We did about a good five-year run, and then I guess life led everybody in other directions, and which was cool. I mean, it's what life does.
Wormslow would then perform regionally?
Yes, sir. We'd go to anyone down from the bottom of Florida and head up to about to the North Carolina area and then go west. And it was fun because we were right out of high school and we'd get in the truck or the Suburban. We'd leave on Wednesday and we'd come back Sunday and had played three or four gigs. You learn a lot about who you are.
What do you mean by that? You learn a lot about who you are.
You learn other people's personalities. You learn how to deal with them. You learn what you really want in life. For me, I learned the most that I've always got to be doing something, not necessarily the same thing, but something musically. And I've been lucky enough to be a part of several different groups. But you find out who you are authentically, and I see that through music. Everybody has their own sound and their own authenticity, and that's what I guess what I'm referring to. I mean, like I said, I didn't really find my musical authenticity until the last couple of years. I've seen the light, and it's just opening up more and more, and it's all about listening and enjoying yourself. Like, music should never be criticized. It should always be enjoyed. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, it doesn't matter. If someone has it, that means that they feel it enough that they have to get it out, however good or bad they may be. I guess that's some of what I learned. And it's not about always being good. It's always about being consistent and just knowing what you're going to get and better every time afterwards.
After the musicians in Wormslow started to go in their different directions,
mm-hmm.
What happened to you?
Well, I stopped for a little bit. I played solo. I didn't really know what my purpose was anymore. I started the Andrew Gill Band after that, recorded a few tunes and played a bunch for a couple of years. And I kind of think that I enjoy not being the ringleader as much. I want to be a part of an equal part in the puzzle, valuable part in the puzzle.
So you'd more likely want to be a collaborator.
Yeah.
Rather than the group leader.
Yeah, because I like making music with my friends. And I don't want to have to be the one totally in charge.
When did you start really singing solo?
That's when really how I started. I had to have that before I could be with a band, as far as I was concerned. always wanted to be good. I'm okay and still not there. But like I said, it's about learning. This whole ride we have in life is just about one foot in front of the other. And like Greg Allman said it one time, you either roll with it or you roll under it. And that's always kind of stuck since I've heard that. But that's kind of where I'm at now, is exploring my new opportunities. I also perform in a band called Junkyard Angel these days. That was a spinoff from a band, Stewart and Winfield, amazing band for years out of Athens, and just great low country kickback and tailgate music. And it's a spinoff called Junkyard Angel with some of the members and a couple other guys from in town, but amazing group of people. It's a three-part harmony, so I sing with Stuart Marshall and his brother Jim Marshall. So there's three lead singers in the band. It just brings a cool thing to the element. And then we have Joe Apolito on drums, great drummer in town, and Scott Tanner on bass. Alan Hughes on pedal steel when we can have him.
Tonight in the studio, we have singer-songwriter Andrew Gill. Well, what kind of gigs is Junkyard Angel doing?
A good amount of outdoor large-scale gigs, as well as local community charity gigs and everything in between. We really are a very dynamic, universal band. We just get calls for tons of different type of atmospheres. And that, I think that's another thing that makes it fun, is that we won't be playing in a nightclub till 3 in the morning. We get to do this outside of having to play in a bar. Those days are getting a little bit thinner for me. Because, I'd rather play for people that wanted to experience it and enjoy it instead of so much the drinking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our current band, we've done 2 records, and we're looking at doing a third here shortly. They're on iTunes.
What would be a representative song?
My favorite one's Medicine Jar, off the record.
Thank you. only measured by our small divides. We're only fitting that we call it art, and we crawl inside a medicine jar.
And then Silent Hero.
A long freak by the side of the road, with the storm out, waiting on a heavy load to come by and lift him up on out of this town. The semi rolling down Highway 50 with his running lights on, his radio blasting an old familiar song. Silver dreams run through your head, been hanging on by a thread. The open road is your home. You are where you belong, under the blue sky on the run. Destination is unknown, the moonlight beams off the chrome. The open road is your home. And you realize what it was she meant when she gave to you her last goodbye. Just another cog in the wheel, spinning out mad, can't conceal the loneliness that eats away at you. 2,000 miles to go nowhere, too stoned or too hip to even care. The open road is your home, where you travel all alone, under the gray skies in the rain. The destination is unknown, the moonlight beams off the chrome. The open road is your home.
Talk about you as a singer-songwriter.
All right.
Now, do you contribute songs then to Junkyard Angel?
I do. We've got several that we're working into the new record. I was on the last record, but I wasn't really in the band then. I replaced a member. This turns out to be one of the funnest things for me, is to help make a band prosper and just lend my aura to the music. It's fun for me. And plus, you know, everybody's just as dedicated, and that makes a big difference. You know, we're a big family over there. But I do that, and then as a singer-songwriter, I mean, like I said, I think that finding myself over the last couple of years is, I think I was always trying to be something cooler than what I am, and now I don't have to try to do that anymore. I let it come out as is these days. I think if you can do that, you have some humility. And my singer-songwriter goals is working on just putting out more tunes. That's really my whole thing in life is I've been starting to put out these songs, and I want to just constantly put new ones out, like one every 2 or 3 months, and just build a catalog. I just want people to enjoy it.
Putting these songs out, where do you put the songs out?
I'm going to put them on a digital platform, and my plan is to do like 10 songs every year or something like that, and just release them every month, and just start doing that. I feel like that might be the approach. Build a website, and you can just listen to all my songs. So that's next in the list. But right now, I'm just trying to tighten up, cross my T's and dot my I's on all these old songs that I have just sitting in the book that I'm trying to work up and get them recorded. That's really the big deal, and we all got a lot going on. And free time is where, when I don't have anywhere to be, is when my gift comes out.
Do you regularly perform as a singer-songwriter?
I do. I do a lot of private stuff. I do occasional appearances on River Street. I play, like I said, with Junkyard. I also play with a man named Bobby Lee Rogers. He's a great musician, just an amazing rock and roll jazz guy. He's currently down in Florida gigging. He's well known as a great singer-songwriter and a music educator.
Uh-huh.
And I'm lucky enough to have him be a mentor for me. Kind of teach me some things that I never thought I knew about guitar and songwriting. And I highly suggest y'all check him out at bobbyleerogers.com. But we've collaborated on a couple things lately that hopefully will be something neat to release in the future.
So that's really more rock and roll?
He's a jazz guy, but he brings rock and roll influence all over it. And like the songs really reach out and grab you. So if you get a chance, I recommend you listen to some of them. They're pretty good. It gives me the creativity to be a part of all these different things.
So back to you as a singer-songwriter. Why don't we do a song?
Oh, yeah. It's a brand new song. I just really wanted to perform it today.
And what's it called?
A friend of mine named Chris Talley has an amazing record called Marshland and Melodies. And I told him that I was going to steal the title from him and write a song with it because to me it feels like a big part of who I am down here. Kind of grew up in and out of the river when I was younger, and it's a, like I said, it's just a big part. All right, here we go.
Marshland and melodies, sun tins and oak trees, old souls and folklore, wildflowers by the seashore. This is who I am. I'm not perfect, and some things I'll never understand, but it's who I am. True love and friendship, steel strings, soul fingertips, blue skies and passing years, laughter and losing tears. This is who I am. Baby, just hold on to me. It's clear to see I'm your melody. Baby, don't take those pills. We can make those thrills. I'll be your remedy. New lives, little ones. Old songs to play on, memories to take with me one day when I'm under the old oak tree. This is who I am. I'm not perfect, and some things I'll never understand, but it's who I am. song. You sing a new song. You sing a new song.
So you came up with that idea from the song title came from someone else's album?
Yep. Chris is a friend of mine, and I played in his band up in Atlanta, on and off when he needed just a backup guitar player. I met him through Stuart and Winfield, the band I mentioned earlier. But Chris Talley's a great singer-songwriter. He's got a great album called Sunflower. You should look it up. So anyway, Marshalling and Melodies, so like I just really wanted that name to be on my tune. I told him I was going to record it soon and send it to him. It's just brand new, and it's something I wanted to share with you today.
What's the origin of the lyric?
I think just a lot of living in the low country. Who I am spiritually, I think, is what that song's about, or who I strive to be. My idea of a perfect life here in the South. Me expressing that, it painted that picture, and to me that's what it's all about.
Now, with that song, the title came first.
Yeah.
But normally when you write, is it the lyric or the tune that comes first?
You know, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason. I think if it sticks in your head, the best songs come in 15 minutes from top to bottom, and they're done. And it's like, well, that was easy. And that's how they're supposed to come. You're supposed to channel that from whatever energy you can channel it from, whatever signs you see. I look at signs a lot. Not literally road signs sometimes, but I'm aware of my surroundings. I feel like a lot of songs are created through that moment that I have at any given time that is my favorite songs. And I have to take my phone out and use voice notes and say, type in the lyrics. That's what we get to do this at this age. You know, we don't have to have pen and paper anymore.
When you experience something,
mm-hmm.
That's when you say you sign. It's an experience.
It creates a picture for me, and I somehow am able to write it down or create it for a listener.
You pretty much put the words down.
Yeah.
And then you will...
Then I'm starting to feel some kind of vibe or some kind of a frequency or a bounce or... And I just started with the title. Marshlands and Melodies, suntans and oak trees. Because the two things that stick out to me the most here is Tybee, everybody going to the beach, and the way I grew up going out in the boat. And then the majestic, mystic oak that we're so lucky to be surrounded with. And that set the undertone, I think, of how I wanted that song to be portrayed. And it came out well, so that's why I was excited to share it with you today.
As you were starting to think about all the things that reflecting upon your life here in the area with the marshes and...
I just feel connected to it all.
And so the lyric actually came out of that connection.
Yeah.
And you had some chords in mind.
It all comes together. It writes itself. You know, I'm just an instrument in getting this out. It's really weird. It's just something channels me to express whatever whirlwind of things are going on in my life. I think I'm one of those people that I feel a lot of like other energies. I feel positivity. I feel negative. And I take it all and I try to make some kind of sense of it. That's what creates this magic.
And so these experiences then come to you.
Yeah.
And they just evoke what you want to say.
Yep.
And then the chords sort of come along with that.
Yeah, I'm a really melodic person, so a lot of them are... That set an undertone in itself of you already got a vibe, and then, oh, those are cool lyrics. And I don't know, I just feel like they fit well together.
You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
I'm Rob Hessler.
And I'm David Laughlin.
Now through September 14th, Location Gallery hosts 300 and Under, an art show to benefit WRUU Savannah Soundings 107.5 FM.
300 and Under. Is that shekels or drachma? Are we talking yen, big stones? What are we doing here?
This exhibition features affordable artwork by over 40 artists, many of whom have appeared on our show, Art on the Air, which you can listen to right here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
We have the Noise and Location Gallery at 417 Whitaker Street has sights to behold. What's more, visitors can purchase unique Savannah art from there, which benefits this radio station and our creative community. Stop by and check out this opportunity while it lasts and see a unique varietal display of what Savannah has to offer. With this fundraiser, you can bring art home and listen to WRUU FM 107.5 on the way. It's all good.
Location Gallery is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information can be found by searching 300 and Under on Facebook.
This portion of WRUULP Savannah Soundings programming is brought to you by the Savannah Jazz Festival, which brings jazz, blues, and films to Forsyth Park and other locations around Savannah from September 23rd to the 29th. The Savannah Jazz Festival is presented by the Coastal Jazz Association with investment from the City of Savannah. Evening concerts followed by nightly jam sessions bring artists such as Bernie Williams, Brian Miller, Jane Bunnett, and Chuck Lavelle to Savannah. For more information, go to savannahjazzfest.com.
On Friday mornings at 11 a.m., please join me for my show called Beyond the Liner Notes. I'm your host, Brian Renner. Each week, I feature a different genre of music and provide some background information about artists and recordings. Tune in on Fridays at 11 for Beyond the Liner Notes.
Welcome to Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features discussions with and the music of local musicians. I am your host, Dave Lake. Tonight in the studio, we have singer-songwriter Andrew Gill. So what other songs would you like to share with us?
I've got another one.
And this is called?
Well, Harmony is what I wrote down. This one's about, I don't want to feel like I'm ever caged. And a lot of things in the world make me feel like that sometimes. And because when you're caged, you can't be yourself. Your instinct kicks in to gripe or complain or be stuck and try to get out of it. But this one is, it's about a person, but it's mainly, it's about a way of life. It's a mindset. And one person just inspired it for me, that's all. But I'm going to do it for you right now.
I'm not sure who you want me to be. Fell in love with a singer just trying to keep perfect harmony. Now just keep on going back to what I do. I never dreamed one day I'd meet you, but you changed me for the good. You saved me. My reason never knew you could. Well, the candles burn of every night out with the old my friend in with the light. And I said, I'm not sure who you want me to be. You fell in love with a singer just trying to keep perfect harmony. And I just keep on going back to what I do. I never thought one day, girl, I'd meet you, but you changed me for the good to save me. The things I never knew you could. pull off my hat by the tree. Just wanna sing my song in perfect harmony. When you smile, a smile, it makes it better. When you smile, a smile, it makes it better. We can smile, a smile, together. Smile, smile, it makes it that much better. I'm not sure who you want me to be. Fell in love with a singer just trying to keep perfect harmony.
So that was inspired by a specific individual?
Half and half. I do music for me, but I want people to enjoy it. So there's a part of it in saying, smile, smile, and make it better. And that's just kind of a message to, you know, tell everybody, you can always start your day over. There's always a reason to smile. It makes it better. Everybody wants you to be somebody you're not sometimes. That's just me saying to myself that I can be better. I just hope somebody enjoys the message that they can create out of it, because I like people to create their own message out of my tunes too. Like I said, I'm just sending this positive frequency out, and I just want people to enjoy it.
Now, you've actually participated several times in the Savannah Songwriters series.
Oh, absolutely. I love that group. It's very moving to be a part of that. That was one of the coolest things I've ever experienced, is that people got together and created that in town. And it used to be so majestic underneath that roof at Johnny Harris. And that was a special place. I sang several times on my birthday there. That's how cool it was for me to spend a Sunday afternoon singing on your birthday at a songwriter series with a bunch of people there. But it was a listening room, and that's the most important thing. I think I wish we had more areas like that, but really the listening room is not the problem. It's finding the people who are all there to listen. That's the problem. I just enjoy meeting people that like to hear the stories behind it all, and the magic that happens that creates these situations. And I just want to use it as a positive message or a positive feeling for someone else to enjoy. And that's my message.
Andrew. Once again, thank y'all for having me. I always enjoy doing this. I'm singing this one for my folks.
Baby's in the kitchen and she's looking for attention tonight. And I am full of questions, I'm still learning more about my life. I blame you. This is life, this is real, this is taking what you know and always saying what you feel. This is life, this is real. It's looking for another like a pin from my brother, I'm saying, and I know sometimes I'm anxious, but I need a bit of early break. He blames me. This is life. This is real. This is taking what you know and always saying what you feel. This is life. This is real. And she's serving up some sushi for me. And I know sometimes I don't say, the nicest things. She blames herself. This is life. This is real. This is saying what you know and always saying what you feel. This is life. It's real.
Thank you all so much.
Actually, most musicians I've talked to prefer the listening room environment.
Rock and roll's cool on TV and all that, you know, but I want to send a message out to people. I think what keeps us going is that, you know, we get to do so many different opportunities to play here acoustic today, to play with a rock band on the weekend, and then to go do a listening room or go play a festival or a big stage and just have your amp cranked up and wailing on guitar. That's what makes it special, is being able to do all that. I couldn't do the same thing over and over. I just really enjoy the camaraderie and the magic that happens with playing music.
In all different ways, in all different forms.
Yeah, every aspect of it. And I also love to sit back and just put the record player on and listen to someone else at the house and turn me off for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to turn yourself off and turn off the world for a little bit. That's how you create your magic.
Tonight in the studio, we have singer-songwriter Andrew Gill. Well, you mentioned musical heroes. Who are your musical heroes?
Well, I guess there's hundreds of them, but there's some that have actually been influential in my life. Edwin McCain is somebody I really looked up to. He's known as the wedding singer guy who has the two tunes, I'll Be and Couldn't Ask for More, but he's way more than that. He's an amazing singer-songwriter, and I'm lucky enough to play with him several times. That's something that stands out for me. Bobby Lee Rogers, he used to be just this amazing musician that I could hope to be one day, and now he's one of my best friends, and we get to play music together. Junkyard Angel, all those guys together, just jamming. I've gotten to play with some other singer-songwriters I really like Kevin Kinney from out of Atlanta, or Daniel Hutchinson from Bloodkin, but there's true legends. Some of them will never be worldly known, but I've got to experience some true magical legends, and my goal in life is to promote them and myself and you know, just make sure people hear this great music that's out there, because there's thousands of artists that truly do have an amazing thing going on that just need to be exposed. I believe in the artistic craft of just spreading a good, positive energy and making people happy and doing it through song.
So do you cover some of their songs?
I do. Want to hear one?
Yeah, sure.
I'm thinking I'm going to do a Bobby Lee Rogers song.
Okay.
This is actually one that I've recorded with him recently.
Saw a flare, so I sailed across the ocean just to see if you were there. You know it's been a long time since I've seen ya. You know it's been a long time until now. You know it's been a long time, I've been believing. It's so good to see ya. It's so good to see ya. X-ray vision, a million miles to stare. So I climbed on top of a mountain just to see if you were there. You know it's been a long time since I've seen you. You know it's been a long time until now. You know it's been a long time, I've been believing. It's so good to see you. It's so good to see ya. And when you come around, get my head up off the ground. And since you've been away, oh, my heart will never stray. But here and now, gotta get together somehow. Fever for a day, give my soul a lame time to play. Now I'm searching by the hour, I'm asking everywhere. So I traveled to Orion just to see if you were there. You know it's been a long time since I've seen you. You know it's been a long time until now. You know it's been a long time, I've been believing. It's so good to see you. Yeah, it's so good to see you. So
what about that song inspires you?
Well, I've loved every one of his tunes. He's just an amazing singer-songwriter and everything. Guitar player, just a good person. I just asked if I could do the tune, and he said, yeah. And then he actually came to the studio and did it with me. We played guitar and everything on it, and he plays guitar out of a Leslie cabinet from the 60s. And it's just an amazing hollow-body jazz sound coming out of that. But he's just all over the place, great musician. He just writes these cool songs, and I feel like I can relate to him and do them really well. We just started to do a couple and see what happens and just roll with it. But we're just going to do them one by one. We did another one called Rocket Ship that you can find on SoundCloud. It's just Andrew Gill on SoundCloud.
And what about Rocket Ship?
Yeah, you like to hear that one?
Sure.
All right.
Here and who you really are. to rain on my rocket ship. Baby, I'm coming. I'm coming for you. Shot. I made an epic and fail. Found out what I'm doing down here and what it's gonna take to prevail. So once you fly on my rocket ship, to ride on my rocket ship, I'm coming. And now that we're flying through outer space, I'll travel the distance to million light.
That's your song.
Yeah.
And you did that with Bobby Lee
yep.
Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You've done that song at one of the singer songwriters.
I have, yes, sir.
Yeah. And so what was the inspiration behind that?
It's just a song about life for me. Just being in a lot of places and traveling around. I feel like I took a ride on a spaceship. You think, you know, you're just gone all the time and make a couple fails in life and a couple bad mistakes and you get back up. I was into the space theme for a while and that's kind of what was going on. Is I just took that approach to a song that of what I was feeling. You can morph these any way you want if you put time and effort into it. But that one just kind of wrote in like 10 minutes. So I wrote it down and a lot of people like it.
And it seems that even though there may be a specific inspiration behind a song that triggered you to write it, but you seem very open to let the listener sort of put it in their own context.
I think that's what music's for. I think a lot of books are that way. There's no right or wrong way to do any of this. If you attract an audience, then you've done what you needed to do. There's no right or wrong to any craft, I don't think, unless you're a scientist or something.
If I interpreted, say, rocket ship to mean that I needed to reach out for new things. I need to project myself out there to have new experiences
mm-hmm.
and then to incorporate those new experiences into who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be fine with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that's what it means to me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to send a political message or any other religious message. I'm trying to do me. And I hope some people like it along the way.
Much of your music seems that you want to share yourself and in sharing yourself, inspire others.
All you really know is yourself. I mean, you really don't know anybody else. You think you might, but you can't experience what they're experiencing. You don't know what they're doing in their head. You know what they tell you. So as far as I'm concerned, all you have is you, and you can love and trust and all that, but you don't know what's going on and what makes someone else click. They can just share their thoughts with you. Just want to play some tunes and share them, the stories behind them.
Sure. How about another one?
Okay. This tune's called Waste Away. It's about not wanting to be anywhere.
wake up to your Sunday morning. You're fit in black from black. Let me start it over, my voice is. Wake up to your Sunday morning. You're fitting back from black to white. But you're moving so slow now. After a long night. So wasting away my afternoon. Daydreaming of you. So you tell me you're taller than a mountain. I bring you back on down to the ground. But it's moving all so slow now. Still looking for the right round. So wasting my afternoon. Daydreaming of you. But we say that the road we're on. Taking it nowhere. And the reasons for the people we've become has left you feeling glad. So wasting away my afternoon. What we thought we had. Now I'm picking up these pieces. And oh, how my life has changed. But it's moving all so fast now. Still looking for the right place. So wasting away my afternoon. Daydreaming. Always with my afternoon.
That song's all about your free time.
Well, I have to say that if you're listening to music by Andrew Gill, that's certainly not wasting away an afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you.
Okay, so tonight we have had in the studio Andrew Gill. You can catch Andrew Gill playing solo around town. You can hear him performing with Junkyard Angel. And if you happen to be in Florida, you can catch him with Bobby Lee Rogers. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Lake. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, it ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.